720 WGN. It's Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. I'm Dane Neal with you. And we talk about some of the things that happened during the pandemic and, of course, the health issues and the impact on business and families and schools and all of that. And alongside all of it was a lot of social unrest around the country, demonstrations, and sometimes the casualties of the demonstrations and maybe progress, the way some people look at it, was a lot of the statues that are out there and people understand that go along with the wheelhouse of the situation, maybe the Confederate War statues. And of course, people come down on both sides of this. Here in Chicago, we were not immune to that as well. And one of, you know, the Columbus Day Parade is so huge in Chicago, and Chicago has a large and just vibrant Italian-American community here. And in Little Italy, the statue of Christopher Columbus had been removed by demonstrators. And the guy, our next guest attorney, Enrico Mirabelli, is with Bierman Law, and he's part of a group that is looking to bring it back, led by the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, and get that statue back in Little Italy where it belongs. Enrico, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you doing this. I know you're on the road. You're in California as we speak, and we were talking a little bit about some of the pandemic spikes and things that are happening. So, of course, we hope that you travel safe. But let's talk a little bit about the issue. You guys are working hard on this. I know across the country there were so many statues that were either taken down or damaged or even removed sort of preemptively by the governmental bodies to prevent them from being damaged. And Christopher Columbus is one of those near and dear to us here in Chicago, and you're sort of fighting to get him back where he belongs.
That's the goal, Dane, to put him back, to honor the contract. What distinguishes our case from a lot of these cases throughout the country is we have a written contract with the Park District, and that contract provides their obligation to maintain the statue and the plaza, Columbus Plaza, in perpetuity. So, you know, I know they've got 580 parks that they're overseeing the Park District, but, you know, maybe they forgot about the contract. I don't know. But back in April, I sent them a copy of the contract, reminded them of their obligations, told them that we'd like to have a dialogue, we'd like to discuss this, and we never got a response. The Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans never heard back from the Park District, not at all. So now maybe we've got their attention.
Well, we're certainly sharing a little bit about it now, and it's been on the front page of many different publications, certainly the news here in Chicago. Is it possible, Enrico, that they're just maybe short-staffed? I know on the governmental side and the judicial side, and there's a lot of different businesses, they're working with skeleton crews because they're not fully back to, up to speed after the pandemic with staff. Could that be part of it, or is this something that you think has maybe a deeper meaning?
Well, I don't want to speculate, Dane, and I think you're being overly generous. I think when you get a 5-page letter with 10 exhibits outlining the contract, outlining the theory, the cause of action, and reminding you of what your obligations are, I think you can find 5 minutes to pick up the phone and call the JCCIA. I think you should respond. So I don't care how short-staffed they are. When they don't respond, and we have a statute of limitations, you know, if you sue a municipality, you only have 1 year. So we were kind of under the gun. We'd reached out actually a second time via phone calls, still no response. So we had to put the lawsuit on file. We would have preferred not to file a lawsuit, but we really didn't have any choice at this point.
We'll let the listeners know we're talking with Enrico Mirabelli from Bierman Law, and he is supporting the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans in their effort to get the statue of Christopher Columbus back where it is. If it comes to just, you know, down to labor and short staff, and they don't have people that it can either, you know, respond back or help put it up, like, where is the statue now? And have you offered to just, like, we'll just go pick it up and put it back up ourselves?
You've asked me two questions, Dane. The first question is, I don't know. I think the city of Chicago has possession of the statue. We named the city and the mayor as what's called a respondent in discovery. And if you look at our complaint, that's exactly what we're seeking. The information of who actually physically took down the statue, whether there was some kind of an agreement with the park district and the city, where is the statue today, and how can we make sure that it, you know, no one melts it down, damages, destroys it, or gifts it. So we want to take care of that issue. As to the second issue, that's a question directed to my client, to JCCIA. If the city actually said, we don't have the manpower or a crane to go put it back where it was, can you guys do it? Certainly, we'd listen to that proposal. I'm sure there'll be a little more facts that have to be worked out besides that, but I think Mr. Onesti can answer that question better than I could.
Yeah, we may have Ron on in a future thing. I'm sure he's talking a little bit about it as well. Your thoughts on the liability side as they have taken possession of it? You mentioned you're not exactly sure where it is. Are they obligated legally to keep it in as good a shape as possible or to preserve it or maintain it? Is there any kind of recourse if, let's say, even just through their stewardship holding on to it, if it's damaged?
The answer to all those questions, Dane, is yes, yes, and yes again. In the contract itself, they agreed to maintain the statue and the plaza in perpetuity. And so if you're going to maintain it, it's certainly implied, if not expressly stated, you're going to maintain it in the same condition. So, the question that we have to deal with, the first one is, the city had no authority, and I understand the mayor said we did this for safety reasons, but they had no authority to remove the statue. I can't, if I don't like a statue on my neighbor's lawn, I don't have the right to go in and take it down. But I don't have that right. The Park District is a separate body politic. They own that property. The city doesn't own it. So the city can't come in and start changing it, moving statues, removing them, whatever the reason. And secondly, the contract expressly calls that you, before you do anything, before you make any substantial changes, you have to contact the JCCIA and seek their approval. Nobody called us. Nobody called my client, and that's a second violation. So, first we'll find out where is the statute. I would assume that when you're in the middle of litigation, that a responsible party, and I'm saying the mayor is a responsible party, would not let anything happen to the statute after she knows there's a lawsuit, to put it back in place.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Enrico Mirabelli. We're going to talk a little bit about maybe some other examples around the country where the statues have been either moved or changed, and if those had been returned. Chicago, of course, was affected and had riots and demonstrations, just like a lot of cities, not to the extent of some. And then we'll also talk about how people can get involved. We'll definitely put some information there as well, or how people can at least keep up with things and maybe support the cause and kind of weigh in and lend their voice. So keep it here. It's Let's Get Legal on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Dane Neal here with you. And on the line, continuing the conversation related to the Italian-American group suing for Christopher Columbus's statue to be returned to where it has been for so many years. We've got attorney Enrico Mirabelli on the line with us. Enrico, welcome back.
Thank you.
Oftentimes in the legal world, there's precedents, right? And even though a lot of this is relatively new, maybe there are places around the country that you have seen where statues were either taken down, whether it was by demonstrators or whether it was by the government in an effort to preserve them, and that they have been returned in a certain way. Have you seen any of that and maybe thought like, well, hey, if Baltimore can do it, or if Topeka, Kansas can do it, why can't Chicago? Have you brought any of that up as sort of just, I guess, more... just more power to say, hey, let's get this done?
Well, we have not done that, but we haven't done it for a reason, Dane. We have a contract. Unlike these suits where you see the Daughters of the Confederacy or the suits in New Jersey or Philadelphia where statues have been removed, they're bringing them under federal actions. They're saying it's a deprivation of the ethnic group's civil rights. And routinely, those suits are being dismissed across the country because they're finding that these groups, even the Daughters of the Confederacy, do not have legal standing. And without standing, to put it in layman's terms, you have to have a dog in the fight. Right. And if you don't have a dog in the fight, then you don't get to go sue somebody else. And further, they're finding that the municipalities have a First Amendment right as well as the individuals. And their First Amendment right includes what statue will I put up, what statue will I take down. But in Chicago, unlike any other place in the country, we have a written contract. So we're not bringing a suit for civil rights. We're not going to federal court. We're not asking for $1 in damages. We're asking for what they call specific performance. We want the Park District to specifically perform the contract and the terms of that contract that they signed in 1973.
And so for people, for listeners that are hearing this and saying they'd love to either find out more information or get involved in some way to support what it is or lend their support, oftentimes things move. It's one thing to send the letter, and you've seen that. You haven't necessarily gotten word back on the letter, but if you can kind of engage the public and the media to kind of say, hey, this is something that we would like to see done, that can have a lot of impact. So where can people go? Is there a website where you think people should go to get more information or support it and follow what's going on?
Well, the two things, Dane, I'm glad you asked. First of all, the JCCIA.com website has a full copy of the complaint and all of the exhibits and the letters that I've been speaking about, and anyone can view them. Secondly, tomorrow, the JCCIA is actually having a rally in Arrigo Park, sort of an Italian Unity Day, and the JCCIA, led by its president, Ron Onesti, is going to be hosting that, and we're hoping to have a very, very large turnout. And we think that, you know, the more that people can see we're unified, the more that people can see that we, as you said earlier, we are a vibrant group. We're a group of hardworking people in this city. And we're not asking for anything else that anyone else doesn't get, which is respect. And we don't think, and I know Mr. Onesti has said it several times, it's hard to imagine that the mayor would have gone out at 3 o'clock in the morning and removed statues that might be very important to a different ethnic or racial group without so much as notice, without so much as a discussion. And, you know, Dana, it's like your mom told you, Dana, and my mom told me, there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. We want to make sure that the Park District and the city do things the right way.
And you've also got that agreement in place as well. So very last thing is, we let you go, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. The rally tomorrow, where is it? And then where can people go to get more information in general?
It's at Arrigo Park, which is 801 South Loomis Avenue on the near west side, Little Italy area. I believe it starts at noon, but I could be wrong on that because I'm in L.A. But go to jccia.com. That's the website for the organization, and all the information will be on that website.
Enrico Mirabelli, thanks so much for what you're doing. Travel safe, and appreciate you sharing all of that information and jumping on the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.